Mark Scar on KW Morning Conversation. Look who's back. It's our friend Joe Denham. Welcome. What are you doing?
I'm back, and we unzip summer, and it looks like it's going to be summer until we see you again.
Wouldn't that be nice? That would. I'd be perfectly happy with no winter. How about that?
We're just going to skip winter this year, and we're going to jump right back in to Denham Fest 24. How much fun was that? We had so much fun up there.
Right, we did. The weather was perfect. People were happy, and the acts were on fire.
It was just the stage was great. The weather was great. Food was great. Everything was great at Denham Fest. We had such a great time. And so looking forward to doing it again next year.
Yes, and the rumors are true. Joe and the company will be back in 2024, not once, but twice.
Yeah, coming back twice. We're working all that out. But, yeah, it looks like we're going to unzip summer and then maybe zip up summer. But you're gonna get tired of seeing us up there, Mark.
I doubt that very much. What were some highlights for you for Denham Fest weekend?
Man, I'm torn. I think the military thing with John and Kenny, the oath of enlistment was very moving. The flyovers, the planes, the helicopter coming in. What blew me away and what really made me tear up, and I didn't know I could tear up anymore, was watching the Vietnam Wall come in. That really hit me hard.
You know, that was incredible.
Came in there, led that thing in, and that was a tough one. That was a big high point for me. But there were so many. Jelly Roll was great. Dirks was great. Hannah was great. Everybody was great. And I got to be backstage and talk with everybody. And Jelly and Dirks were just so excited about it, you know. They were excited about Denham Fest.
And now look at Jelly. He's just a new record out, and he's everywhere. You can't turn the channel without seeing him.
Yeah, and we knew he would, and he's been a friend for a long time, and it's his time, and that's how it works in this crazy thing we call the music business. You know, you just go and go and go, and then one day everybody finds out how cool you are. You know,
talking with Joe Denham, and of course we'd be remiss if we didn't mention I went backstage a couple, 3 weeks before the festival, and you guys were having a Zoom meeting, and it was just impressive to me, Joe. I think we went for like an hour, and all the people that make this thing go, they all need to be thanked because they all did a superb bang-up job.
Yeah, there was, I think at one point there was over 40 people on the administrative team from everywhere from Los Angeles to New York to Florida. We brought in our hospitality queen, Carolyn from Key West, and we had the social media lady, Erin from New York, and the booking agents were in from Los Angeles. I mean, everybody came in from across the country, and everyone was impressed, and everyone, everybody said the same thing. They're like, we had no idea that this festival grounds was this beautiful. I tried to tell them, and I said, I can't do it justice. And I'm pretty good with words. I still couldn't get across to how beautiful Heritage Park and the Winnebago Campgrounds really is.
For sure. And, of course, you guys pulled it off in 6 months. That in and of itself is way impressive.
Yeah, that was a little much. I mean, there were 18-hour days for that 6 months. I mean, literally, in addition to touring and doing other things, that was a grind. Everyone's flying in for a meeting here in Nashville this Thursday, and we're literally Thursday and Friday starting to unroll the plan for 24. So hopefully this time around we can take it a little bit slower. And actually realize what's happening, you know, because the last 6 months have been a blur, but it was so worth it, and we're ready for it again.
All right, so looking forward to next year. Put a bow on this one. Nice little afterglow there. And now there's no real time to completely relax, but maybe breathe a little easier.
We can breathe a little easier. easier. And I think the biggest win for us, there's a lot of wins, but the biggest win, I think, is letting everyone know that we're serious and that we're going to do it right. And it's going to be the best experience you could possibly have at a festival. And we just want the community to wrap their hands around this and come out and enjoy Denim Fest. So that's our big thing. Get your buddies, get your friends. I think campsites and tickets are going to be gone up on sale here soon. And don't wait for the announcements. We're going to do a different pay structure this year where we will have the elevated ticket structure where the sooner you buy, the more money you'll save. But the artist lineup is going to be bigger and better than we had, and I thought we had a pretty amazing lineup. So it's going to be it's for real, and it's there to stay. So be a part of it.
Stay tuned. Keep your eyes on denimfest.com, and of course, we'll keep you abreast of the situation as it unfolds as we roll on through the summer, fall, winter, and spring. And before you know it, Joe, you'll be back.
We'll be unzipping summer once again.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Mark.
That's Joe Denim. I'm Mark Scar on KIOW Morning Conversation.